This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Zoo has apologized to the family of a black man who died there during a confrontation with police more than a decade ago. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
The zoo's president publicly apologized to Alonzo Ashley's mother during an event Friday to unveil a water fountain and plaque in his memory. The 29-year-old Ashley was visiting the zoo in July 2011 when he started to act strangely and ran to find water, who shocked Ashley with tasers and restrained him on his stomach. Ashley died during the confrontation. His family settled a lawsuit with the city for damages, but 8 officers involved in Ashley's death were cleared of any wrongdoing, and until now, the zoo had denied any responsibility in his death. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Lake Powell is the country's second largest reservoir. It's fed by the Colorado River and used to create hydropower for millions of people in the West. There's a chance that by next year, the lake's level could drop too low for the generators to work. Andy Mueller is with the Colorado River District.
That's power that every person in this room has used in their daily lives. Our power prices are going to go up as a result of the lower reservoir levels.
Local and national water leaders met in Colorado last week. They discussed how to manage the shrinking water supply in the Colorado River as climate change and overuse stresses the river system. You're listening to CPR News. Grand Junction is at 77 degrees and clear tonight, down to 49 degrees.